Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we're going to be talking about Valley Performing Arts production of the Dixie Swimplow.
And our guests today are the director, Marcia Beck. Welcome to Stage Talk, Marcia.
Thank you very much.
And also Lori Harris, who's one of the actors playing the part of Dinah. Welcome to Stage Talk, Lori.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, Marcia, let's get right down to what the show is about. This is one of those plays about women getting together for a reunion, I understand. So tell us a little bit more about what happens in this show.
Great. Thank you so much. It is a play that reunites five women friends who met on their collegiate swim team. And they go to a cottage in August every year on the Outer Banks. And it's the story of their friendship. The play is only four scenes long. And the first scene is when they are 44 years old. And they've been going to this cottage already for 22 years. And then the final scene is when they are 78 years old. That's the last scene in the play.
And so, and the two in the middle are also...
Yes, they are 49 and 54. Yes.
So, sounds like a great play. I think I've seen it once, but I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Well, Lori, you obviously have to play a character who goes from many ages. How do you approach that as an actor?
I suppose we have to just, you know, think it's a 5-year gap, basically. We move into gaps of 5 years, so starting at 44, roughly. So we just have to think in terms of movement, more or less. Of course, makeup plays a role in that as well, and the way that we dress. And essentially, we're going back into the 80s, so we're looking in terms of different ages and eras as well. So, but mostly it's movement, I would say, and then in just our turns of phrase, how we change the way that we speak to reflect that different experience in life.
It's a very wonderful play, actually.
Well, these women get together, you say, for a reunion every 5 years.
Yes.
And I suppose there's more than just getting together and talking about old times. So what happened? What makes this play a play rather than simply a reunion?
Great. Because it spans such a long period of time, the women age in every... Because they age, they face different stages in their lives. So sometimes they're focusing, the conversations focus on raising children, sometimes on divorce, sometimes on marriage, sometimes on career. And so it's what is relevant to them at that certain time and relevant to their age at that certain time. Also, because they're in the Outer Banks, weather also plays a role, and that manipulates the scenes sometimes as well.
And this play is... They go through so many interesting stages. There's one scene, as I remember it, in which almost all of them are getting a divorce.
That definitely, that's part of the conversations that go on. And I would say one of the overriding themes is that they generally all have a martini in their hand for most of the conversations. So the conversations can be sassy and funny and racy because they're five women who get together and just share how their lives are going at that time.
What were these five women like when they were at college together as the Dixie Swim Club? Maybe I should ask that question of Lori. How can you imagine these five women being back at that time period?
Yeah, well, I can imagine that they were, they're all very different people now in their older age. But I think they probably had a lot of commonalities then, even though they've taken different tacks in their, or different ways of being in their lives older as they're aging. But I think that what held them together was the fact that they were on this swim team, and that was the bond that really held them together. And so I think that they had that common energy that forged those initial relationships that they've then been able to hold through their entire lives.
It's a really interesting play. I've always enjoyed it. But particularly the personalities of the women, how they change as they age. That's really one of the most interesting parts of the play to me.
Well, Lori, how do you change during the play? I mean, describe your character a bit and tell us how you change during the play.
Okay. Well, I play Dinah, and she's an attorney, and all of her life really is focused on that occupation of being an attorney. She's sort of let relationships go by the wayside. She, her relationship with these other four women have been paramount, but it doesn't seem as though she's had many other relationships going on because she's so focused on her career. But as the play, as things unfold in the play, it's clear that she's has a softer side, and that becomes more apparent as the play goes on. that she's able to release that part of herself. So,
what's her relationship with the other characters? And we know they were members of a swim club, but what's her personal relationship with the other people? Is there someone that she likes more than another? Are there any conflicts between her and other characters?
You know, I think that most often she probably acts as a mediator between the other characters and their relationships outside. So it seems that she's often been contacted behind the scenes about this and that event in another character's life. So she perhaps knows ahead of time about a divorce or perhaps about problems with children. So it seems that people are contacting her and asking her for their help, or for her help, I should say, as they experience difficulties in their lives. And does she have conflicts? There is one conflict that's a pretty substantial conflict that she has. I don't know that we need to divulge that right now. But they get through it because their relationship is so strong that throughout that situation, they are able to move past it and resolve it.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Marcia Beck, who's the director, and Lori Harris, who's an actress in the Dixie Swim Club, which is now showing, opening tonight, actually, at Valley Performing Arts.
Marcia, I want to ask you a question about the writing of this play, because I know there's something interesting about the playwrights of this play that's actually written by three different people, known collectively as Jones, Hope, and Wooten, who have made a kind of a career out of writing a number of plays. They've been very popular around the country. We normally see plays being written by one person. I know these three people come from a background of television and film, so is there an element of, say, of that in this play in terms of the writing and the structure of how, I mean, perhaps even now how you direct the show?
Yes, thank you. I believe that collectively they also helped on the sitcom Golden Girls that was popular in the 80s. And so and it's about four Southern women. And here we have a play about five Southern women. And so a lot of that very snappy dialogue, very sassy attitudes, you will see that in this play as well, that you would have seen in Golden Girls. And some of the characteristics, like the character of Blanche, well, we have a Southern belle in our play as well. And so we do see some similarity of personalities. And I think collectively, by having three writers, they were able to give each character a very individual voice. So as Laurie's explained, her character, the lawyer, she is very career-driven and as Laurie said, you know, just focused on that. And then we have a Southern belle, like I mentioned, and then we have a very perky team captain, and then we have a very naive and gullible character, and then we have also a character who has kind of perpetually bad luck, who approaches it with humor and warmth, but, you know, just kind of if there's a path that doesn't end well, then her character often takes it. So that each character has diverse, very diverse personality, yet they're united by this deep friendship and their collegiate experience on the university swim team.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, normally we think of some sitcoms have just a very surface attack on relationships. Golden Girls, I think, like you mentioned, had more of a depth to it. And it sounds like you're saying this play also goes a little deeper than just that surface laugh a second type of sitcom type of writing. So as a director, are you finding a challenge to this kind of play? Or tell us something about how you've approached this play as a director.
Yes, thank you. How I've approached it and all the actors, and I'm just really blessed with the cast of just incredibly dynamic women who are, I want to say, perfectionists that have just really researched and just thought deeply about their character to bring it as multi-layered and multifaceted as possible to life. And so with that, there, like I said, it's sassy, it's funny, it's racy, but then it also has moments of just very poignant and emotional and touching, and the women, the cast is able to bring out these emotions, and so as an audience, I feel that they will have a very fulfilling experience of what theater is about, is that they will laugh, but they will be touched.
I've seen the play, and I think at least twice. And you're absolutely right. It is the characters are different. They're not stock characters at all. They're real people.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the play takes place in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, which is sort of a remote place, I suppose. Does the situation Is it helped by the fact these women are in this isolated area that they come to every year? So some familiarity with that place that brings them together? How does the space affect the play?
Thank you. I think because it's deeply Southern, their mannerisms, the locale, and in the play itself, it's only a cast of five, and that cottage reflects their isolated world that they create for themselves. So it's in the heart of the South, but it's a world unto its own as well. It's a kind of an island among the area.
And Lori, how do you approach this? As do you try to do a Southern accent? Have you researched what it's like to be a Southern woman? I'm not sure if you're from the South or not, but is there something about that that you've approached?
Yeah, actually, I am originally from the South, although I've been in Alaska longer than I was there. So I've been, you know, I've gone back to my roots, as it were, to kind of retrieve that accent. Not, I wasn't from the area that we're from, but still. It's been fun, though, recreating what it would be like to be in that situation and to maintain those relationships and to be able to have a yearly visit on an island like that and to be completely in isolation. So, I think the other thing that's been important here is actually building the relationships with the other members of the cast and with Marcia and the other crew members, that we've actually established relationships that sort of parallel, in a way, what's going on with them, although they're newer relationships, obviously. So that's been a big part of creating the atmosphere. It goes way beyond the dialogue on the stage, for sure.
Do you expect to have reunions of this play every 5 years?
Well, we've talked about it. We have actually talked about it. We're already a little bit concerned about it ending, you know, because we have built relationships, and so we've talked about potentially, you know, getting together.
Doesn't that happen in all plays which are well done?
It does, absolutely.
And that's community theater at its best, I believe, is that you create your own community within the theater, and that's what makes it just a special place to be involved in, be a part of.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time. I want to thank you both for coming. Marcia Beck, who's the director, and Lori Harris, who's a lawyer in the play. And this is the Dixie Swim Club by Valley Performing Arts, which opens tonight.
Break a leg.
Thank you very much.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is offering a class in physical acting taught by Robin Davis, which runs from January the 10th to the 12th. Also at ACT, auditions for 1,000 Clowns will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. Call to register at 344-4713 or visit their website at acttheater.org.
Cyrano's productions of The Syringa Tree by Pamela Jean opens tonight and runs through February 2nd. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Up in Wasilla at Valley Performing Arts, they're producing the Dixie Swim Club, opening tonight and running through January the 26th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.